Missionary Work Our Way of Life, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, April 1966, page 16-18. Brothers and sisters, it is good to be in this historic tabernacle and general conference, to be here near the mountain of the Lord's house in the tops of the mountains. The spires of the temple capped with the angel Moroni are one of the landmarks of the restoration of the church and gospel of Jesus Christ through heavenly messengers here on this earth. As you know, the facade of the Mormon Pavilion at the New York World's Fair was a replica of the front of the Salt Lake Temple. Many visitors commented on its beauty and religious significance. It served as a beacon and a magnet to draw millions of people to the pavilion. Millions seek greater light and knowledge. We found after visiting with millions of visitors at the Mormon Pavilion that many were sincerely seeking for greater light and knowledge relative to God's plan of life. Many wanted to know more about a living, personal God and about a living, personal Jesus Christ. They seemed hungry and anxious to hear the teachings of the Savior as they were taught and lived by Him. They wanted to hear the doctrines of the Holy Scriptures as given by the ancient prophets, apostles, and Jesus Christ. Youthful missionaries have the Spirit. The main exhibit at the pavilion was the missionaries. The priesthood and the Holy Ghost were manifest to tens of thousands through the spirit, love, and dedication of the missionaries. Many visitors left their comments. A Catholic said, "There should be more young men like this called all over the world. This is the most instructive religious pavilion at the fair. I'm impressed with so many young men knowing the truth." A Baptist said, "Words fail to describe the beauty seen here. I wish every faith had as much conviction and such dedicated young people with the ideals of the Spirit. There is hope for the future through your young people." The Mormon Pavilion with its achievements is one of the greatest, most far-reaching missionary ventures of our time. We learn many lessons from the visitors at the pavilion, and if the lessons are fully used, they will help to bring into reality one of the great requests of our prophet, President David O. McKay. He requested that every member be a missionary and that each member bring one or more persons into the church each year. The Lord said in modern-day Revelation, "Behold, I sent you out to testify and warn the people, and it becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor." I have asked hundreds of members if they would like to bring someone into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and each said, "Yes," but year after year passes, and they do not accomplish their desire. Only a very small percent of the saints bring one or more converts into the church each year. We have more than 1 million possible members who would like to help in reaching and teaching their friends, who would like to bring someone into the church each year. Other centers of information. We are in the process of creating and setting up similar exhibits to those used at the Mormon Pavilion in each of the church bureaus of information where space is available. In the areas such as Salt Lake City, the local missionaries and the saints will be able to bring their friends and neighbors to the Salt Lake Temple Square Bureau of Information, and there, with the help of visual aids, teach them about the restoration of the gospel and bring their friends to a knowledge of the Church of Jesus Christ. The exhibits will be built around the teachings and doctrines as taught and exemplified by the Savior. It has always been most interesting to me to know that Jesus not only taught His plan of life and salvation, but He also set the example and requested that we follow Him. This leaves little room for private interpretation. Member missionaries to use the exhibits. Missionary saints through the help of the exhibits will be able to encourage their friends and neighbors to turn to the God inspired scriptures to seek and find the true gospel through the recorded message that our Father in heaven has left here on the earth for us. The exhibits will start with the creation of man in the image and likeness of God. The ancient prophets will be shown as God and heavenly messengers appeared and directed them in the Lord's program. The teachings and examples of Jesus Christ will be shown through murals and various visual aids, such as Jesus setting the example for proper water baptism, and all Christians will be encouraged to know and follow His example. Exhibits review fundamentals of the restoration. Jesus called, ordained, and built His church around 12 apostles. Through visual aids and the spoken word, we will encourage the people to know that apostles are an essential part of Jesus Christ's church. The apostasy from the teachings of Jesus Christ will be shown through visual aids. Men have changed the concept of God and Jesus Christ. Some have even gone so far as to say that God is without body, parts, or passions. Men changed the baptism of Jesus. Men discontinued the 12 apostles. The Melchizedek priesthood was changed. Tithing was discontinued, among many, and many other changes were made that time will not permit to bring to our attention. We will show through visual aids the first vision in the restoration of the church and the teachings and plan of life as given by the Savior. The same film on eternal life that was shown at the pavilion will be used. I would like to quote a statement by Norman Vincent Peale regarding the film. He said, "The film told the story of where we came from, why we are here, and where we are going, he added. The film motivated one to want to make the most of Earth life, and the last 2 minutes of the film were the most touching, the most inspirational, and most revealing of any 2 minutes of a film I have ever seen in my entire life. He also said, I don't know the name of the character actor who was the grandfather, but when he died and entered the eternal existence, bewilderment and wonder were written on his face. All of a sudden, he caught a glimpse of his wife from whom he had been parted. She ran to him and threw her arms around him. Then came his brothers, sisters, mother and father, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and all who were near and dear to him on Earth. Surrounded by those who loved him, the camera gave us a close-up of his face, whereon was written radiant, exultant joy. I have never seen such a character portrayal, nor such a beautiful scene. Out of this film, I learned two things: an entirely new concept of the purpose of life and its connection with the eternities, and an entirely new concept of the importance of the family in connection with the eternities. Our family program is one of our great missionary tools. We hope that many exhibits will be created to assist the saints and the missionaries to teach and love their neighbors and friends into the church. We hope that it will be possible to have similar portable exhibits that can be attractively set up in the cultural halls and stake centers of the church. They would run for a week or 10 days, and the missionaries and saints can bring their friends and neighbors. The World's Fair film on eternal life could also be shown as part of this exhibit, friends and neighbors to gain the spirit of the restoration. With sufficient bureaus and portable units, we should be able to have 500,000 saints and missionaries participate. Can you picture 500,000 saints with the help of the Lord teaching their friends and neighbors about the restoration of God's program through a prophet of God and teaching them to see the plan of life as taught by the Savior and not the plan that has been changed and corrupted by men? The religious unrest in the world today is causing the honest in heart to seek and look for the living God. Many of our friends and neighbors are waiting to hear and know God's program for man. Fellow saints, you who have a testimony that God lives, that Jesus Christ lives, and that God's plan of life is essential for entrance into the kingdom of heaven, you have a responsibility to warn your neighbors. In my humble opinion, the greatest potential missionary power and force of this church is vested in the saints. May we follow our prophet and teach our friends and neighbors. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.